This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Iran's foreign ministry has rejected calls for restraint in its response to the killing of Hamas leader in Tehran last month, saying pleas from France, Germany, and Britain, quote, lack political logic and contradict principles of international law, unquote. The three European countries issued a statement Monday calling on Iran and its allies to refrain from attacks against Israel. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson Nasser Kanani said the statement from the three European nations impudently requires Iran not to respond to what it called a violation of its sovereignty and territorial integrity. Iran's official IRNA news agency reported Iran's president has said Iran has the right to retaliate against Israel over the killing of the Hamas official Ismail Haniyeh, and retaliation would discourage future aggression. Meanwhile, White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby warned Monday Israel and its allies must be prepared for a possible attack from Iran as soon as this week.
It is difficult to ascertain at this particular time if there is an attack by Iran and or its proxies, what that could look like. But we have to be prepared for what could be a significant set of attacks.
A ship in the Red Sea has been targeted in a third attack from suspected Houthi rebels in their campaign of assaults over the Israel-Hamas war. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The attacks come as the Yemeni rebels' main sponsor weighs possible retaliation against Israel over the assassination of a Hamas official in July, which has renewed fears of a wider regional war in the Middle East. The ship was first attacked around 70 miles south of the Houthi-held port city of Hodeidah. British officials say a second blast followed, and a third happened hours later, about 110 miles northwest of Hodeidah. A private security firm said the same ship was targeted in all three attacks. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Ukraine took the fight to Russia in recent days, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed Monday his army's move to push the war out into the aggressor's territory with attacks in Russia's Kursk region. VOA's White House correspondent Anita Powell reports from Washington.
Ukraine's war is no longer contained. So says Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, confirming that his troops pushed into Russia's far western Kursk region in recent days. His rationale? He says it is only fair to destroy Russian terrorists where they are, where they launch their strikes from, Russian military airfields, Russian logistics. Ukraine sees how useful this can be for bringing peace closer. Russia must be forced into peace if Putin wants to continue waging war so badly. Analysts say that Ukraine's move comes as a surprise and that it is likely a tactic to wear down Moscow. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
The FBI said Monday it is investigating after former U.S. President Donald Trump's presidential campaign said its internal communications were hacked by the Iranian government. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
The former president said on Saturday that Microsoft had informed his campaign that Iran had hacked one of its websites. Trump said Iran was, quote, only able to get publicly available information. His campaign has pointed to a report on Friday by Microsoft researchers indicating that Iranian government-linked hackers tried breaking into the account of a, quote, high-ranking official on a U.S. presidential campaign in June. The report added that the hackers took over an account belonging to a former political advisor and then used it to target the official. It did not give further details as to the target's identities. The Iranian government has denied that it hacked the Trump campaign.
That's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. British pay growth dropped to its lowest level in nearly 2 years in the second quarter of this year, likely reassuring the Bank of England that inflation pressures are easing, while official figures released Tuesday show the unemployment rate there unexpectedly dropped. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
Average weekly earnings, excluding bonuses, were 5.4% higher than a year earlier in the 3 months to the end of June. It was down from 5.8% in the 3 months to May and the lowest in 2 years. However, the unemployment rate fell unexpectedly. It dropped to 4.2% from 4.4%, its lowest since February and beating expectations. After the update, investors slightly scaled back their bets on a rate cut in September by the Bank of England. The central bank said it would keep a close eye on wage growth when it cut interest rates in early August. Regular pay is still growing at nearly double the pace the Bank of England thinks is compatible with keeping inflation at its 2% target over the medium term.
That's Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reporting. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.